This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5-17, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you here on WPRO and 99.7 FM. I am an astrologer and a card reader, and that's why if you call into this program during these 2 hours and ask me a question, I can give you some information. Our phone numbers, this is the time to be calling. The lines are open right now, 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776. Or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. Here's what you do. You call it right now, and that gives me an idea immediately whether this is an opportune or a difficult time for you. And either way, I can give you some information about how to handle it. Now, here is the most important rule of all. When you do come through to me, I need you to ask one specific question. It can be about just about anything. But the reason it needs to be specific is that there isn't enough time on the radio for an overly broad question such as, how's my future? But if you want to know something about how things look for you in terms of love life or work and career or buying property or taking vacations, anything specific of that nature, I would be very happy to give you some information. Okay, Ken is taking all your calls now and putting you on hold. Be patient. He will get to you as quickly as possible. And if you're new to the program and not completely clear about what it is that we're doing, well, you stay tuned because I'm going to go to the phones immediately. And we're going to start with Frank in Pawtucket. Frank, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Frank, I see you're a Gemini. And what is your question for me?
I'm interested in my health in the next few months.
Okay, Frank, let's get some cards down and take a look at what's going on. Now, when you're born under the sign of Gemini and you're early in that sun sign, and Saturn is in Virgo and it came into Virgo back in September, it immediately began to create stress in your chart. Now, that didn't make you become sick. It brought to the surface something that may have been latent. So how long have you been dealing with a health problem now?
Several years.
Okay. Has it become any worse since September?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Just thinking about exactly where your sun is, it is at approximately 3-4 degrees of the sign of Gemini, and Saturn very rapidly moved over that point and then back to and resolved. So that's good news, Frank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It suggests that as you go through the month of June, there should be some very positive news for you that helps you to resolve this better. Now, the real concern I have for you, especially because you're a Gemini, is that we are going to be going through a Mercury retrograde on beginning on May 26th and going through June 18th. That's a very important 3-week period for you. If there are tests that you're supposed to undergo during that period, it really would be best to be able, if possible, to put them off. This particular Mercury retrograde is particularly important to you. It is in the sign of Gemini. Mercury is your ruling planet. Gemini is your sun sign. Mercury going through it retrograde makes the possibility of misreading tests stronger. Okay?
Yes.
So now, looking at what's going on right now, it seems to me that there are some very good things going on. You had some sort of a disagreement with one of your doctors not too long ago, and I don't know if you feel comfortable speaking to him or asking him questions. It just seems as though you don't quite relate to him as well as I wish you did. But putting that aside, you as the King of Diamonds fall with the Four of Hearts, which is a change for the better, and the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck. It's divine protection. So, Frank, it looks as if you're not having an easy time of it, and I'm not telling you that it's going to get all easy anytime soon, but at least the picture looks promising.
No, I'm glad to hear that. I thank you very much.
You're welcome, Frank. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is now available for you. Steve in East Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Steve, and I see that you are an Aries. And what's your question for me? As a musician?
Correct.
Congratulations. There can't be a whole lot of musician jobs outside of perhaps the Rhode Island Philharmonic. The King of Hearts is the card that represents you. And just taking a look here at what's going on, Jupiter, which is represented in the cards by the Nine of Hearts, falls in your seventh house. Seventh house is like best friends. And there's a queen in there. Is there a woman who's at all connected to the group that you're with?
No.
Is there a woman who does any management for this group?
There is not.
Okay. There's a Queen of Diamonds who shows up as important. I don't know. It's a mother, a wife, somehow or another she's important because there are tens around her, and tens have to do with your career development. So is there an opportunity for you? Yes. Is it enough to pay all the bills? I don't see it as being that, Steve.
It never has been.
No, and unfortunately, it's not likely to be in Rhode Island.
Correct.
You know, there's a better chance of doing that in other parts of the country. But it does look as though you've got some good news coming your way, and you have nice cards around you and in the clue and out in the 12th house. And those are all places that take us past the immediate time. It seems as though things rev up as you get into August and September. It may even be as soon as June that there are some things that surface.
Okay.
But August and September look like better months. I could tell you that this great deal is coming down the line for you and you're going to make a fortune playing music, but you know better, so do I. But at least there is something out there, and it does look as if you're going to be enjoying it, so you look happier.
That's all I needed to know.
Okay, Steve.
Thanks,
you're
much.
Welcome. Thanks for the call. 438 WPRO 18.
Significant other and I have been going through some stressful periods, mm-hmm. and been rather short of temper, and I'm wondering if this is going to have a bad effect on our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're born under Gemini, which makes you the Queen of Diamonds. And what's his birthday, just the month and day?
9/15.
So he's a Virgo. Gemini and Virgo is hardly the easiest of combinations on the planet.
Okay.
You have to make a real effort to accept each other and to understand the very significant differences, one of which is that you tend to be a nervous personality and he tends to be someone who frets and worries.
Yeah.
For you, one of the ways of dealing with your edginess is to distract yourself. And anything can distract you, whether it's working in the garden or a romp in the bed or taking a drive in the car. But that doesn't work for him.
Mm-hmm.
When he's distracted or upset about something, in fact, you can't distract him. He has to sort of chew on it. He has to work through it. And this is something that can be frustrating for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. You're in his fourth house, which is like living together.
Yeah.
And what takes it from that into becoming a marriage, all I can tell you is I don't see it moving that way at this time.
Okay.
So if that's what you're looking for, then I think you've got to step back from the way that the two of you are interacting with each other right now. It isn't taking you where you want to go.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All right, great then. Take it from there, Annie, and see what you can do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'm astrologer Myrna Lamb here with you until in Apache Junction, Arizona, and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. So you are very far away. What's the weather like today?
Hot.
Yes, I heard that. Did you hit 100 degrees, in fact?
Not yet.
No, okay. There's a bunch of places around the country that have. Anyway, beautiful here, one of those rare and gorgeous days. So, Ann, you're a Leo. What's your question for me?
I just recently did some paperwork for college, and I was wondering, is this really a good time to do it?
Oh, let's take a look at the cards. Let's get these down right now. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And college is the ninth house in my system. It represents any kind of education beyond high school. What made you decide to go back to college at this time?
This is culinary arts, and I've always wanted to do it ever since I was a kid.
Super. I think that's phenomenal. Okay. I'm going up to the ninth house, which represents education. I wish you were right here and could see these cards yourself. In my system, Anne, hearts represent matters going well, and you have two hearts there, a diamond and a club. Those are all good cards. And in those, the Five of Hearts is there, which is the card of good fortune, and the Seven of Hearts, which has to do with developing important and long-lasting relationships. You also have the Nine of Hearts, which is my best card, falling in the fifth house, which is about taking chances. So it's a big risk to do something like this when you've been out of school for a while, but these cards really look like it's gorgeous, and yes, this is a very good time for you to be doing exactly what you are doing.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay, and let us know how you're doing. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Vicki in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Vicki. You see what these cards say? You are the Queen of Spades being born under the sign of Scorpio. Do you happen to know his birthday?
March 22nd.
So that makes him an Aries. Well, Scorpio and Aries is a very uncommon combination. I have known some Aries Scorpio couples who are content, excuse me, but they are rare. If you were both in your 20s, I'd be very concerned. The fact that you are past your 20s and past your 30s makes me a little more optimistic.
Yeah.
Now, these cards indicate that there is a very real attraction. I don't have any doubt about that. But these cards don't talk about this becoming the long-term forever and forever soulmate, I can't live without you relationship.
Okay.
So is it okay to have a relationship that might be fun for a while? Why not?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Enjoy it, Vicki.
Okay, thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Harold on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, Harold. I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
Health. Over the next year or two, I've had a lot of health problems in the past 2 years, but concerned about the near-term future and maybe the long-term future. I don't know how far out you can go.
Okay, the cards don't usually go too much beyond 6 months or a year. Charts, of course, go forever. And I know where certain planets are in relationship to your chart, and they suggest to me that any health problem you're dealing with right now is likely to take you about another year or so to feel much better, but that's at least encouraging. But the planets really are in a touchy place for you, and I don't just mean Saturn. I'm also thinking, as I pull my book over here, I'm also thinking about where Uranus is next. It is Saturn and Uranus that are two planets that are making things a little difficult for you currently. Now, I've got the King of Clubs, which represents you, and you do have some very nice cards falling in your ninth house. And the ninth house has a lot to do with your legal and professional help. And you have the Six of Clubs there, which is a card that represents better health. You've got a doctor who is saying to you in so many words, Harold, we're going to do everything we can to help you get better. He has used those words with you, has he not?
No. Not at all. I am having great, great difficulty with the medical doctors in Rhode Island.
Well, guess what then? You're seeing the wrong doctor, because I have a doctor right here in front of me. If you could see these cards, you would know why I say this, and I'm adamant about this, Harold. There is a card right here that shows a doctor who is willing to say to you, I'm going to help you feel better. Now, Harold, this is one time when you need to get angry in your own defense. You know what a doctor is? A doctor is your hired employee. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm aware of it, but, you know, they don't let you realize it practically, but go ahead. I understand what you're saying.
What I'm telling you is you must not allow a doctor to treat you as if somehow he was God and you were, you know, his toy, his puppet. That is not the case.
That is happening. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No, that's all right.
That is happening.
I would never allow that, Harold. And there's no reason for you to allow it. Do you know how many doctors there are in the state of Rhode Island?
Yep.
Okay. Let's find one.
Yes.
You got the point.
Go ahead. Let us
find a doctor who will listen to you, take a fresh look at your circumstances, and tell you in so many words, I'm going to do my best to help you feel better because I think that you can. But to be with a doctor whose attitude is, I know what's best for you, I know how to treat you, not too much you can do for yourself, you're stuck. To be a doctor of osteopathy who said, oh, I know exactly what's wrong here, and I've been fine ever since. I've been back to ballet classes, I can swim, I certainly can walk for miles and miles and miles, and there's nothing wrong with my back. So when I tell you it's your job to get angry and find a doctor who will listen to you, I meant it. Harold, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. As a society, we revere doctors. I admire them. They have to go through a tremendous amount of training. Most of them are very bright people. But that doesn't make them akin to God. Joan in Newport, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Joan. Let's see, you are a Taurus, and what's your question for me tonight?
Yes. Recently I opened a business, in the past year, and I find that I already have a definite need to expand it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. In this climate, it's very fortunate.
That's great.
I just wondered what you might see as the likelihood of the success continuing.
Well, you fall with the Nine of Hearts, and if you've been listening to this show at all, you know that that means good news for you.
Uh-huh.
And it is not surprising to me that things would be going well for you, because with Jupiter in Capricorn and Saturn in Virgo, that creates what's called a grand trine to the sign of Taurus. So this is a very positive time for you. It also seems to me that the location of your business is very much in your favor. And you seem to work very well with women, and that helps you in this. And there also seem to be a group of people. There's like four or five people. I don't know whether they're staunch customers or somehow they work for you or they're connected to you, but they bring you more people, and the word of mouth is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're in really good shape, and I would encourage you to continue to follow your instincts and do this as you see fit.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joanne. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-3- Okay, so you've been writing and writing and writing, but you haven't published anything yet?
Well, some of it's self-published.
Self-published.
It's self-help for domestic violence and teen sex and some screenplays that are comedies.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody ever do any of your plays?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Okay. Well, the Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And let's take a look and see what the planets have to offer you. I know that Jupiter is coming into a better and better place for you as we go through 2008, 9, and 10. And it's in the year 2010. I know that's a far away still at this moment, but you've been at this for a while. But in 2010, that's when you have the best chance of getting something to happen. Have you ever tried to get anybody to publish anything?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've tried to get agents and stuff, and they all like my stuff, but they said that I need a publicity platform, kind of like, you know, Buttafuoco and that kind of thing. Not that I would do that, but
no.
Something like that.
I understand. Everybody wants to publish something that they don't have to work very hard to make $1 million on. I know completely
right.
What you mean. Having now two books on the market, I know that it's very hard. And I've also learned that there's like 120,000 books published every year, and the average book only sells 1,000 copies. And when you do the arithmetic on that, it would make much more sense to go get a job at Walmart. But anyway, so I have the card that represents you. You fall in your own ninth house, which is publishing. You fall with the Five of Hearts, which is good news. And you have the Nine of Hearts in the second house, so I'm going to say keep on working at it. Now, I would like you to continue to try to find an agent, and it also looks to me like a female agent. And there may even be someone who does work in the area of marketing and publicity, something like a publicist locally who might be willing to take a percentage, take you on in terms of a kind of contingency thing.
My domestic violence one is about dating violence and actually current...
Deborah, it's an uphill struggle, but it looks to me as though there is a possibility for you, especially in 2 years. Okay, we're out of time for this segment, but we have plenty of time ahead of us here on WPRO. Stay tuned, please, now on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM for the news with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions about your future. All you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone, give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. And when you come through to me, you ask a direct question, and I will give you an answer. Not totally clear? Stay tuned. We're going right back to the phones, and we're starting with Mary in Seekonk. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question about my career.
Okay, and you're a Virgo. Are you employed currently?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how long have you been with this current position?
3 years.
Okay. All of that gives me an idea where the planets were when you began and therefore what's going on currently because, oh dear, you've got some cards that don't look like you're feeling very good about what you're hearing and observing right now. The card that represents you falls right in the sixth house, which is about employment. You fall with diamonds all around you, and diamonds are cards of possibility. In other words, it doesn't really matter, as I see it, what happens around you, because you'll be okay.
Okay.
Now, there are duplicate cards in lots of places, And when they fall side by side, as they are doing in this layout, it indicates to me the likelihood of more than one possibility for you as you go forward. With Saturn in the sign of Virgo, and the fact that we're right at the edge of a Mercury retrograde, I think it's extremely important for you to take your time trying to determine what is your next best course of action. I see you as being okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Don in Blackstone. Don, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi there, Don. I see that you're born under the sign of Leo, and what's your question for me tonight?
I'm owner of a small business, and I'm just curious about the next couple of years as far as business atmosphere is concerned.
Okay.
Concerning us.
I may not know the whole next couple of years, but I certainly can take a look for the remainder of this year. And I have the card that represents you, and you fall with the Five of Hearts, which is a card that represents a lot of optimism, among other things. And, of course, Leos are famous for being very optimistic. Now, we want to make sure that your optimism is founded on something. Your second house cards indicate that money isn't what it has been. Your sixth house cards indicate the work isn't as, there's not as much going on. And your tenth house cards also suggest that there's a feeling of things constricting. If that all makes sense to you, then I think you've got to decide what you can do to reverse this, because the pattern seems to me to be continuing the way it's been going. So, Don, how long have you had your business?
Oh, about 20 years.
Okay. Has it been slipping or maintaining only on a plateau for the recent past?
I would say a plateau.
Okay. A plateau isn't much better than slipping, because your costs are going up.
That's right.
So the reality is you have got to do something to make a change. And you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card, falling with other very positive cards in the Ninth House. The Ninth House is like spreading your wings out. It's like some kind of expansion. You also have beautiful cards in the Third House, which is about promotion. You've got to find a way to get new people to want to use your services. You grow. You know what you got to do.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. Let's talk to Diane in Cranston. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and you are a Leo, and what's your question for me?
Well, first I wanted to tell you something. I called you a while back on a zoning issue, and you said to me you were not positive, and you were absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you that.
Okay. It's always nice to hear when I'm right, but I'm not happy when it's something that went badly for you, and I wish it were otherwise. Anyway, what's your question for me today?
Okay.
And thanks for reporting
My question is that I just took the plunge, and I signed papers to retire.
Whoa.
Yes. I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little nervous about next year, you know, the financial situation, if I'm going to find part-time work,
mm-hmm.
that matter.
Well, you know, the fact is that you are very young to retire,
mm-hmm.
so certainly you want to be doing something else, probably if nothing else than to augment your income, because whatever your pension is,
mm-hmm.
it may not keep quite abreast with inflation.
Right.
So I have you, and you fall in your own 12th house, which is about planning, but it's also about fear. And you've got a couple of spades falling with you, which reinforce the fear. And in the eighth house, which is about money that comes from pensions and so forth, you have a couple of spades. So the reality is you do have to have something else coming in. You cannot simply retire and stay retired for the next, 12 years before you can collect your Social Security. So I look in the place that represents employment, and there's plenty of opportunity for you to find something. It's not going to be something fabulous. It's not going to pay you the way your job did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of opportunity for you, and it seems to me that you're a relative who has a business who would hire you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Pam in Westerly, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. In fact, I'm having a wonderful day.
It turned out to be a wonderful day, didn't it? Anyway, the weather is much better than predicted.
Oh, yes, I'm so glad. So anyway.
Okay, number one, I wanted to compliment you because you really did nailed it. I called about my husband. He called to see if he would have a job in the future. And he hung up, and literally the phone rang. It's like we're sitting there, and you said it would be a woman with brown hair and a red door.
I remember
brown
that.
Brown hair and red door. I'm telling you. We were like just sitting, you know, he had the job and we weren't excited. Our mouths were just because he literally hung up and then it rang.
And does the woman have dark hair?
Yeah, she has brown hair, yep. And her door, it's because he went, it was to do a job at another house.
Yes.
And when he went there, he, you know, he was looking for the red door and there's no red door. And then he said, I think she thought I was nuts because I said, do you have a red door at home? And she goes, oh, how did you know? Like, and I was like, da 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 da.
I remember that call. I remember hanging up and saying, where did that come from?
You were so quick. Okay. Da 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 da.
It's just very funny. Well, thank you very much for reporting that, Pam.
Well, I just like to know if the current, we're going through a current stage of 2 days where everything is being lost.
Oh, okay.
Is it like keys and my son lost two of his paychecks. He left them down some. Oh, just so is there any chance we might find something of those things?
Okay.
One out of ten's okay.
Those two checks was, of course, because he was just not paying any attention to anything, obviously.
Yep.
And looking for the Nine of Hearts to see if he's likely to find it. The Nine of Hearts is in a hiding place, and so that suggests to me that he may not find them. And, you know, it means that it'll take a while because they'll stop payment.
Oh, it's the license stuff that you have to go through that's such a bother.
Well, it is a bother, but the likelihood of him finding this, it seems to me, is not great.
Okay.
Now,
so don't go to the laundromat and look, right?
Well, the thing is that it falls in the fifth house away from him. Was he out with a friend when he lost his, was he with his girl or something?
No, he was at the laundromat doing his laundry, and then he cast his check. He went back to pick up his laundry. He went to work to tell them something, and then he came home and couldn't find it.
Couldn't find the check?
The wallet.
The wallet.
He's lost the whole wallet. It's one of those, like, threefold bills.
Oh,
things.
Dear. So he had just cashed the check, so the money's in the wallet, the license is... Oh, dear.
Yeah, about $200, $300.
I'm sorry to hear that, but...
But there's no chance... Well, it's probably not...
Well, it doesn't look good. There's a spade in his second house. There's a spade in his eighth house. There's a king in the eighth house. Some other guy picked it up.
Okay, how about my keys?
Your keys, the Nine of Hearts from you... Let's see if I can tell you. The Nine of Hearts is in the third house of the reading, and the third house tends to be in the north by northeast position.
Okay.
Now, I'm not real sure that those keys are in the house. Did you have to have them to get in?
No, they're car keys. They have everything else, but it's the car keys.
Right,
you know.
Right. Well, the third house is the car. Yeah, I take it you tore the car apart and couldn't find them?
Oh, yeah. We tore everything apart for checkbooks, you know, wallets.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, as I said before, the Nine of Hearts is in a hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not very optimistic. I wish I could. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. This is a good time to join us. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay tuned to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Need a little paradise in your life? Keep listening to hear how you can go from Providence to paradise from your vacation station. News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Joan, welcome to WPRO. This is the Myrna Lamb Show. How are you?
Fine. I'm doing great, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. And I see you're a Gemini. And what's your question for me tonight?
My question is, I have two different legal lawsuit things going on right now, and I just want to know if there's anything, any signs that they're going to be finished this year.
Are they separate from each other?
Yeah.
They're not interconnected, in other words?
No.
Okay, it may be very hard for me to tell one from the other in the system that I use on the air, but let's see what I can do. The Queen of Diamonds is you, being born under the sign of Gemini. Is anyone directly involved on your side with you in this case? Joan? I don't know what happened. I don't know whether you can hear me or not, but on the chance that you can, I will do my best to answer your question. The Queen of Diamonds represents you. Your eighth house cards, which have to do with lawsuits involving money, those cards look good. Your ninth house cards have to do with attorneys, and those cards also are all good. In fact, in the third house, which would be testimony, in the ninth house, which would be the legal representation, and in the eighth house, which would be the court situation itself, every card is good. Not a single one is bad. And so all of those cards add up to me thinking that you need to simply be patient. And specifically, in Providence, Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
I see that you're born under the sign of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
Yes, about my health.
About your health. Now, you are all of 11 years old. Have you had a health problem for a while?
No.
So something's just been going on recently, or are you worried about something that might happen?
I'm just worrying what something might happen.
What makes you worry about your health at this time, honey?
I don't know. Just
out of nowhere. Are you in the fifth grade or in the sixth?
I'm in the fourth grade.
You're in the fourth grade. Have you ever had a serious health problem?
I think one was I had a headache at school when I was in second grade.
You had a headache at school in the second grade. And and what happened after you had that headache?
I went to see the nurse, and the nurse just gave me a pill, and then I went to the class to put my head down.
And then how did you feel?
I feel better after that.
Okay. I think everybody worries about their health sometimes, but it's very unusual to be 11 years old and worried about your health, seriously. So I'm looking at your cards, and I have the card that I use to represent you because you're an Aquarian.
Uh-huh.
And you fall with two threes. Threes are cards that represent the things that are on your mind.
Uh-huh.
There's absolutely nothing in this entire layout of the cards that has anything to do with a health problem. Zero. But where there are problems are at home.
Yeah.
So there are some things going on in your house that have you worried. And I also see some SCIM cards that are a problem in school.
Uh-huh.
So is there one class that you're worried about at school?
What do you mean? I have a sister.
Do you fight with her sometimes?
She doesn't get along really well.
Okay, honey. That's normal, you know, unfortunately. We all fight with our sisters and brothers. Here's what I'm telling you. As far as I'm able to see, I don't think you have a health problem, but I do think that you worry about stuff, and I think that you need to be able to talk to somebody who you feel you can trust, whether it's your mom or your dad or a counselor at school, about the things that worry you. You have the right to have the feelings that you do. You have the right to worry about stuff, but I would like to put your mind at rest. I don't think you've got a health problem. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you were trying to get through and couldn't, now is a good time to call because we've got a couple of lines open for you. Bob in Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Bob. You are calling about your daughter, I understand.
Yes, her health.
Her health. And she's also born at the very, very beginning of the sign of Gemini, or even, in fact, at the very end of Taurus. I think I need to look her up. Let me just pull my book over here and see if I can find out, because I do need to know that. And she's born right at that edge. Has she had a health problem for a while?
Yes.
She's also very young to have a serious health problem, and I'm sorry to hear that. And I know that the planets were in a difficult place for her, not so much this year as last and the year before that. And looking at her birthday, born on May 20th, looking at the year when she was born, makes her, in fact, a Taurus, born with her moon probably in Virgo. Okay, so her moon is in Virgo. She has Mercury in Gemini, and reading right across, she's got Mars in Pisces. Okay, what's happening is there are a whole lot of planets in Sagittarius or Virgo or Pisces or Gemini, placements that are being hit by some tough planets. So I can see that she's not the best.
No, they're on the positive side of what the condition she had.
Well, okay.
Or has.
Yeah, okay. I have the Queen of Clubs, which is your daughter. She falls with the 5 and 10 of Hearts. Those are very good cards. However, she does have some very negative cards yet. So there's still some stuff to go through. There's still treatment. There's still medications. There's still stuff like that going on. And that's why, as far as I'm concerned, the picture isn't wonderful today. But tomorrow looks better than yesterday. And the 9 of Hearts, the best card in the deck, falls in the first house. That's always reassuring. So when's your birthday? I don't need the year, just the month and day.
My birthday is March 20th.
Okay, the reason that I ask your birthday is sometimes it helps me to understand better what I'm seeing here because I'm reading through you to her. And you're a Pisces, the King of Spades. Now, you know that Pisces is the most psychic sign in the zodiac? Did you know that?
Yes.
Do you know you can trust your own instincts?
Yes, at times. But I doubt myself at times, too.
That I certainly respect. Your instincts are positive about your daughter. I know you're afraid. The fear is everywhere. But if you could put aside your fear and use your energy to help heal her, I think you can help.
Okay, in other words, be positive.
Yes, please. And use white light. You know the white light meditation? You know how to send white light to heal other people?
No.
All right. In the course of tonight's program, I will teach everybody the white light meditation. I use it during every single session that I ever do, and I always say it to myself before I begin the program. In fact, I was thinking tonight of starting with that. But I assure you, in the next hour, I will teach everybody what the white light meditation is and how to use it. So you be sure to stay tuned. All right, Bob?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and good luck. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Patty in Seekonk. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome, Patty, and I see you are an Aquarian.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm very active. I have a good set of friends that keep me busy, mm-hmm. but it just not happening.
It's difficult. There's nobody who's going to tell you that it's easy when you're past 20 and 30 to meet somebody appropriate. But the fact is, it's just as hard for guys as it is for women.
Right.
There is no difference. The thing is, it's just, what do? Where do you go? I mean, you're not going to go to clubs. You're not going to drink. And you don't want to meet a drinker. That's not what
right.
you want.
Right.
Okay. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. Now, do you know what Aquarius is really famous for?
Not really.
Aquarians make the best conversationalists in the zodiac. You are an extremely good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And most Aquarians really know how to carry on a wonderful conversation. The secret to carrying on a good conversation is knowing how to listen to someone and pick up on a clue that that person gives you and use that to ask the next question. Do you follow me?
Yes.
It's a wonderful little book. Barry Farber wrote a book called Making People Talk. Wonderful little book on how to conduct any kind of an interview. Most people love to talk about the work that they do. You meet someone, you say, so what do you do? Well, tell me about that. Wow, that's fascinating. How did you get into it? What made you, etc. You understand where I'm coming
right.
from. I would like to suggest that you join something like Toastmasters.
Hmm.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a group that learns how to do public speaking. I want you to join it. Because the fact is that you're very good at that kind of thing, and it would be a place for you to start meeting people and talking to people, and it would encourage you to use a skill that you have innately. I don't know if you're using it yet, but it would be a way that you could really use that skill. Now, I did not just come up with that for no good reason. In this layout of the cards, both the 3 and 9 of Hearts fall in the third house. The third house is about taking any sort of a course, learning something new. So try Toastmasters and then let me know what you find out. Okay, guys, we're out of time for this hour, but we have one more hour coming up on the other side of the news. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM for the news with Laura Clarizio.